Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Whoa, 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 what's up? Whoa, 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 wee wah. Wah, wah, wee wah, what's up?
What catchphrase from the films would you like to bring back? Like,
can
my
you say
wife?
Wah, wah, wee wah. Wah, wah, wee wah. Yeah, you can say wah, wah.
Yeah, it's a Borat quote.
Or would you bring back the Borat quotes or yeah, Brain's World?
Wah, wah, wee. I think we should do that every episode.
Wazah.
Wazah.
That's back. That's scary movie films out, isn't it?
Are you saying wazah now?
Yeah.
Oh. I've been trying to bring that back for years. Now it's going to catch on and it's not going to be because of me.
Fuck.
Then I'm going to hate it. I want it to be because of me.
Well, it's not because they brought a new film out. But because of the creators of the film that's back.
What's that? Good ad.
Chilling, having a beer. True.
What's that?
It was Budweiser ad Gen before Z? It was a scary movie.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, that came to Budweiser.
Then it was the frogs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. What'd you say about Gen Z?
They wouldn't even remember that.
No. They're looking at that now on the trailers and all, they're like. Okay.
They've got this fucking 6'7".
Boomer. It's
dreadful.
6'7". What a boomer.
Their catchphrases are shite.
They are, yeah.
Aren't they?
I don't know if it's because we're too old, but like, maybe. I'm just like, you guys are losers.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be alive when... I mean, I am alive. I'd hate to be a teenager.
I hate being alive.
Be you, yeah.
What's a boomer?
Would our parents now be flailing? Boomers? Yeah.
No, older.
Older?
Granddad.
Yeah, grandparents, yeah.
Grandparents.
Your nanny is a bit boomer.
She's past that.
It sounded rude. Your nanny's a boomer.
Your nanny's a pure boomer.
What are you with? Are you,
I'm X.
Are you a Gen X?
I think so, yeah, I would be.
What are we?
Millennials.
Millennials, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be an X.
Gen Z, Millennials, X.
Generation
is that right?
X.
Gen X-y? Who's Z? Siobhan Walsh would be Z. Z. Gen
no.
Z.
Gen would she?
Walsh, yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't give Gen Z.
Well, I think technically, spiritually, she wouldn't be. I'd say she's more of a boomer.
Millennial. She gives a millennial vibe.
Is she giving millennial?
Yeah.
Falcon? Is she a millennial falcon?
Slightly. If there was something in between millennial and Gen Z, she'd fall in the middle.
Kate's definitely Z.
This isn't content for a bonus because you have to answer some questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I was watching Love Island with Amy. I came back and I was watching. I hate watching it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know you do.
It's the worst program ever. but like, do you know when they're just like, I was just thinking about like, you know when they're sitting down like and they're just like getting to know each other and they're like, what's your love language? What's the like words of affirmation and all like and just all the shit like, it's like, no one does that in a pub if they're chatting to someone for the first time or if they're on a date. Like, it's just a Love Island thing. Like,
yeah.
It's stupid.
It is stupid.
It's got its own language, yeah.
It's its own language, like.
They don't. They say, oh, I love your banter. Like, they talk about having good banter instead of actually having good banter.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you're not going to have that conversation on a first day.
I really like your banter. Yeah.
But you see it in first dates, like the show as well, that'll come in.
It's just the setting, the environment.
Oh, a bit of banter.
Yeah.
It's just the environment.
Yeah, you don't get to fucking say that about yourself, man. Yeah. I'll decide whether banter. You have good banter.
Yeah. Banter, you can't tell me you're funny.
Yeah.
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 I'll tell you if you're funny.
Exactly.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'm going to jump in the pill.
Banter is in the ear of the
pill. Do you remember that video? Yeah, man. I want to go on the, what was the, not the abseil, the fucking.
Oh, the zip line.
Zip line. Yeah.
He's so good, yeah.
Anyway, any questions?
Oh, sorry. Yes, there are.
That's stupid. We'll take that out.
I won't. I'm going to keep it in. James and Dunshaughlin. James, not in Georgia, he says. He takes the time to point out. Dear Darren and Joe, you have to go on Dragon's Den first thing in the morning and you've got to come up with a business that doesn't exist, but you genuinely think could fly. What is it and can you do the pitch right now?
No. I feel like we've been asked a million times.
This sounds familiar.
Didn't it?
I said the bins on seats and all.
Oh, there's someone asked this before. What was yours? Oh, yours was the bins in
bins
the
cinemas. Bins in the
cinemas. And how would you pitch it?
I'd say, yeah, look, bins in the fucking back of the sea. Fucking put it in there. Get it going.
That's it.
That's it.
Your pitch.
And then I'll be like,
dear like Dragons,
money,
thank you for doing
money, 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 money.
Have you ever found yourself, oh, like, you've got to go tell a story with it, Darren. Have you ever gone on a date in a cinema and you've bought, you know, and then.
Yeah, obviously I do. Where do all I that. Put.
Right, I'm a dragon. Go on, pitch it to me.
What's you the story?
Hello, dragon.
Hello, dragons. My name's Darren and I have this thing called Bin Your popcorn buckets.
Cinnabin.
It's pretty good.
This is my fellow.
Yeah, me. Yes.
My fellow investor,
developer,
co-founder, Ed.
Thank you, Darren.
Do you want to take it away?
Yeah. Have you ever been
this
on a
date? This is terrible. I am not investing.
You've gone to the cinema and you've bought the popcorn and some large bags of Maltesers.
Oh, yeah.
And a Coke.
Oh,
have you ever been there? Wait for the nodding.
Yeah.
Peter, you're not nodding. Why is that?
I'll take over from here.
Is the cinema too good for you?
I'll take over. I'll take over.
You're above a fucking cinema because you're too rich.
I'll take over.
Scumbag wank cunt.
I'll take from here. Sorry about that.
Scumbag.
So basically, like, the only place...
With your money piled up on your table right there. You mean, give me some.
The only place to put your rubbish is under the sea, on the seat beside you, on the ground. What if the Cinnabin sits on the back of the sea and you can put all your stuff in there? And it's actually convenient as well for the staff who don't have to sweep and mop and clean up.
Sorry, Meaton, did you just roll your eyes?
Sounds shite. It's a no from me.
I thought this was the American one.
Oh, well, like Donald Trump. Sounds amazing. Oh, no, that's The Apprentice.
Come on, we just fucking... Any more questions?
All right, boys. Yes, I've literally just finished watching Chestnut versus Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef on Netflix. Oh, I've seen this. This is the competitive eating documentary.
Right.
It's insane stuff. The event features 16-time champion Joey Chestnut going head-to-head against his long-term rival Takeru Kobayashi in the ultimate wiener takes all. Very good.
Nice.
Hot dog eating showdown. The lads are eating over 80 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Have you seen this?
It's
absolutely impossible. It's a hard watch.
Yeah.
And so much as, like, if you have any kind of squeamishness around.
They kind of dip it into the milk and everything.
And then they stuff it down their gob.
So like, dry.
Yeah. It's a difficult watch. My question to you is, what food would you both win an eating competition in, and what numbers are we looking at here? Sean Deasy in Retfarnham.
Vol-au-vents. Little ones. No, like the finger food.
Not the big ones you get as a starter.
The ones you can buy in the trays that you put in the oven, like they're from the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah. How many do you think you'd eat? Well,
like, eat loads.
Loads of them?
I think I could
do 80 in 10 minutes?
100%.
Realistic.
Like that. They'd be gone.
They're dry, man.
I don't know. I feel like eating 80 of anything in 10 minutes would be impossible.
It's the spades that would...
Well, except like peanuts or something.
I think I could eat multiple jars of jalapenos.
Jesus, that's rough. Your arse would be in it.
Are you pouring the jar directly into your mouth with the juice and all, or individually?
I mean, if you could accompany with a... Yeah, well, I wouldn't eat like multiple jars, no. I think you'd get sick of anything.
Have you ever opened a jar of jalapenos and took one out and just ate it?
I would eat a full jar of jalapenos in a sitting.
Stop it.
As a snack?
No, like nachos. I'd have just salty nachos, like, and then like a full
a dip. La Costa. Salsa.
Nope. Just salty nachos and jalapenos. When I go to the cinema, I say, can I have nachos?
No dips.
With loads of jalapenos, please. And you say, do you want salsa or cheese? And I'm like, you know the way they have the little pots for them? Yeah. I say, just fill them up with jalapenos.
Wow.
And they're saying, we put some on for you, but you can get the sauces as well. I'm like, shut your little mouth. Shut your fucking mouth. Did you hear what he said?
I've got my Cinnabin here with me.
Look, we're in business now.
Fill up the Cinnabin.
They just said, they gave us 10 million.
Yeah. Look at my mouth and listen to me when I say, fill them up with jalapenos. Don't
eat my lips.
No more questions.
I get two cheese and a salsa.
Ugh.
And then I use one of the cheese to dip the salsa into the cheese.
Ugh. So you do salsa and cheese dip?
Yeah, but I leave one cheese on its own. Something wrong with me.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting. I just don't like dips with, you know, I just like fucking...
You don't like
up.
Sauce, though?
I don't like sauce, really, no. Dry, salty is me. Dry and salty. That's a bit of me. I used to go to play poker in my mate's gaff and we'd have cans and stuff like that. And I'd show up with like
Pretzels.
Two bags of ready salted nachos and I'd just be eating the nachos or just like the salt licking and then eating them. Blisters on my tongue.
I just like the licking.
But yeah, I think I'd win at a jalapeno eating contest. I could go like that and just eat a jalapeno straight.
You're in a jocker though, your stomach.
And my arse the next day, I always regret it. Always seems like a good idea.
What a way to die though as well.
How did he die?
He died as he lived.
Eating nachos.
So what did you go
very,
for?
Very good, there, very good.
Vol-au-vents.
Little ones, you know, the little ones.
Okay.
Like little...
Canapes.
No,
so you'd
actually Canapés.
Just a tray of canapés you get at a fancy do.
Yeah. Nothing specific, like just
canapés.
Small food.
Small food.
Yeah, small
piggy bit.
Sausage, cocktail sausages at Circa D, 80 of them in 10 minutes, no bother.
Easy.
Yeah.
No bother.
Easy. 80 of them is just like 10 sausages, though.
True.
How many cocktail sausages are in a sausage?
I'd say...
Three
or four?
Ah, no, not more than three. In a cocktail sausage, a little cocktail sausage.
If you put four of them, like...
About eight of them be a saucy.
Do you like sausages? So.
In a large sausage.
Do I like sausages? Yeah.
I love sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you overfry every weekend?
I've had... I'd say in the last 4 days, I've eaten an unhealthy breakfast of fries and sausages and shit like that. Got to start...
Sausage on bread?
I have to get on that porridge bus.
I had Cocoa Pops this morning.
That's... Why do you even have Cocoa Pops?
With ketchup. Why do you even have ketchup? I don't know. Why do you even have Cocoa Pops or ketchup?
Why do you even have, I bet you have a, like a, you know, the Nesquik cocoa, like chocolate milk.
I have a children's press.
Yeah.
Does it designate a children's press for me?
Do you buy cheese rings?
Yes.
Childish.
And Derry Lee Dunkers.
Do you buy baby belts?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think baby bells are less childish than cheese strings.
No, well,
cheese strings are lovely.
Mm.
Cheese strings are just a game. Game food.
I close my eyes when I eat them. Just be like,
Ollie eats cheese strings, but he just bites the whole stick.
That's wrong.
I know. What's the difference, though?
Yep.
More mature than you. You're like that. You peel.
No.
No.
Oh, you're doing it wrong. Peel. I peel it, and then I go to the dog. And then eat it.
You just tease the dog with it.
And you just drop it into your mouth like a bunch of grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you buy ice pops?
Bite?
Do you buy ice pops?
Buy them?
Yeah.
For kids, yeah.
Ice creams, like a Magnums and stuff. Like, cheaper option.
Gelato or whatever. Yeah.
Would you buy them for you? Would you eat them yourself?
Me, no.
Just for the kids?
For the kids, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'll give you another one. Do you know what I bought the other day? Sun lollies.
No.
No, you cut the top off with scissors.
Yeah, like the triangle bow then.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Gorgeous, yeah. Raspberry flavour. Gorgeous.
And I just imagine...
Yeah.
I just imagine it's all over your face as well, the way a child gets it all.
Get all over your face. No, I'm finished, Amy.
Stand on the wrapper. Sitting on the ground watching cartoons.
Like that, letting it just spill onto his hand like that.
Amy.
Man child.
I was like, will you get off the fucking carpet?
Oh, we have somebody in Wales. Oh. Clive in Wales, you see.
Is he on holiday?
No, he must be a listener from Wales.
How do you find us, Clive? Clive, how do you find us?
That's Clive, tell us. Hey, fellas, loving the moon crack, I must say. Oh, he said the word crack, so maybe he's Irish living in. My question, possibly mostly.
Clive is on the run.
Can you try?
He's on the run. Accent?
Loving the moon crack, I must say. My question, though, to you, possibly mostly to Joe, that's all right. If aliens were to land in Ireland, where would you want them to land first and why? I'd have said Achill. But the missus thinks this is not fair, as it's not a fair representation of Ireland, you see. What do you think? Clive in Wales.
That's a really good Welsh accent, man.
You were waiting on someone to say that to you, wasn't it?
Finally.
I can retire now.
That's amazing.
It's even how you said the... Was it like you said? Like
in the valley.
You see. Yeah, it's
like juicy.
So, sort of sounded like juicy.
The juicy, you see.
It was given. So, it was given Pancho from yeah. Dirty Sanchez.
Don't do it, Dent. Don't do it.
So look, where are aliens? Where would you like them to land first if they're coming to Ireland?
I don't get it.
Like, if you were to pick somewhere for them to land,
close to us, so we could fucking
my back garden, our front garden,
to see the dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. So what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that, my family?
What the fuck is that?
What's that? My family.
And didn't know, you see.
Your man's probably not even from Wales.
Pueli.
He's saying Achill, but his wife, they must be Irish in that case if they know Achill, but he's saying Achill and she's going, that's not fair, because they get to Achill, they go, I don't know whether they're Japanese businessmen, but they but they come out and they go, wow, this is stunning, this is incredible, this is what Ireland, this is what the planet Earth is. And then they get in, they go, oh. Is it a bit of a letdown if you hit them with Achill early doors?
Wait, what's Achill like?
Ah, but it's so beautiful. But that's Achill Island, yeah.
Oh, you see, you're saying it's too nice. No, they're just like,
it's not a fair representation of what to expect.
Why? Ireland's beautiful, apart from Dublin.
So you're not sending them to Dublin?
Or Drogheda.
Drogheda. There's two places they're not going.
Where? Oh, what's this? So this is just to impress them. I'd send them to Newgrange.
That's a good shout, yeah.
Isn't it?
Hill of Tara.
They'd probably be able to explain more about Newgrange than we already know. So, and they'd be looking at the little swirly stuff and saying, as it's just like a joke. It's
the,
like
the Guinness fact. Where'd you send them to send them back again going to scare them off?
Ballymun.
Ring's End. Sheriff Street.
Shots fired.
Sheriff. Yeah, be scared off by the IFSC.
Where would you send them to scare them? In all honesty, now.
In all honesty.
Where's the worst place in Ireland?
This is a dangerous... This is a dangerous question.
I couldn't pick any place, really. Or it could be like a place that you just... at the particular train station or bus stop or... that you just absolutely hate. Or is there a car park?
Oh, I'd send them to Temple Bar.
Yeah.
That's
a good shout.
Like the fucking price of this. Let's get the fuck out of here. Not coming back here. 10 euro for the pint of Guinness.
They'd be
fuck
gone.
Off.
They'd be gone.
They'd be gone out the gap.
Yeah.
Or they probably around. No, they actually probably stick around and start doing that point experience thing. 12 euro, put your own points.
Split enough. The G.
They'd be like, I'm not going to ask you to do the accent of the aliens.
Cause Japanese aliens.
Yeah.
Japanese businessmen. But I think they could be consumed by Temple Bar, like every other tourist.
Overwhelmed, maybe.
Oh.
You know, they could actually enjoy it.
Oh.
Because they've got loads of money to spend.
Yeah, I refuse to believe anybody enjoys themselves in Temple Bar. It's both too busy and
do you think
expensive.
Like when Americans go there and then they see it and they spend all their money and then they leave? Are they on the plane like saying, fucking hell, what a trap?
I'd say that. I'd say they leave Ireland after going to Temple Bar thinking, well, that was a waste of a trip. That was a waste of a holiday.
Because they're specifically thinking of going to Temple Bar. They're like in the home in America, they're like, let's go to Temple Bar. Yeah, we spent a week at Temple Bar.
They've got Irish bars everywhere and they've got pints of Guinness. We'll have some some car bombs, some some baby Guinnesses. And they'll be like, 10 euros? I don't know if that's expensive. This is like Monopoly money.
Here's 20.
Keep the change. Yeah, they tip and everything like ticks. Yeah, send them there. I'd say Americans hired it after they leave. Kind of like that. That was not what I expected. I thought there was going to be sheep.
You're the sheep. That's what I'd say to them.
Any other questions? Born.
That is it, boys. That's six, that concludes the questionings.
Fair play. Yeah.
But it's bonos.
Yeah, yeah. Grant. Oh, what? Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ed.
Thanks, lads.
Cheers.
Great work.
And thanks, listeners, for sending in the questions. If you have any more, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com and we'll do our best to answer them.
He's not saying do that now, but do it now. But the email is stala@goloudnow.com.
And Clive, let us know, what's your story?
Where
are
you
Irish in Wales? Are you Welsh in Wales?
How'd you end up there?
Why are you listening to this?
We just want to know if you're on the run.
Yeah. Yuzi.
Yuzi?
Yuzi.
You sound like it's gone Japanese again.
Yeah.
Yuzi?
It's a fine line.
And if you don't already, follow the, what's it called again? The Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's there and we're putting up content on it.
We're active.
Like that. Now we're active on it.
We're active on that, bro.
And you can get in touch with us there. I think whoever's in charge of it puts up question boxes and...
Mark. See when he said you see, yeah. Sound like Adam Sandler.
You see. Okay. We leave it there, so. Thanks for stalling it.
Stop it. You keep hanging on.
I don't know when you're finished. You keep making noises.
Save the phone.
Do one more noise and I know then.